Thanksgiving, as we know, is the most traveled time of the year. There's almost a frenzy in our country to be with family, to eat traditional food, and to celebrate this special day. That's because there's a lot of important stuff underneath this special day, this holiday. And it has to do with our identity. In Thanksgiving, we celebrate who we are as a nation. And we reaffirm who we are as individual families. This is the day when we remember the pilgrims, harvest festivals, Uncle Bob's stories of the war, great football games, and Grandma's sweet potato pie recipe. It all comes together on Thanksgiving. And so we are thankful. And for so much more than the new iPhone, people talk about being thankful for the basics: shelter, food, clothing. People are thankful for families and relationships. Thanksgiving brings out the best in us when we take the time to step back and realize who we are and how blessed we are indeed. True thanksgiving comes from deep within us, from a place of security based on relationships and history, and not just from what is on the table at that particular moment. And that is why you can hear the same sentiments expressed by the person eating the Thanksgiving meal offered today at Commerce High School, or by someone in a fine home in Longmeadow. True thanksgiving comes from our identity as members of a family, from our identity as members of a larger community. True thanksgiving comes from relationships. And that is why this holiday is so important for all of us. It brings out what is good and true and a real blessing for us all. The lessons today remind us of our relationship with God and with each other. The lessons are intended to remind us of our history and to reaffirm our identity as God's children. And how quickly we can forget. We can forget God's generosity towards us as quickly as I forgot to send thank you notes to my Aunt Clara for the Christmas gift of a knitted scarf. Or as quickly as the 9 lepers forgot to turn back and give God thanks for their healing. Which is why the Israelites were required to bring 2 offerings as signs of thanksgiving. The first was food, the first fruits that came from their fields, and then a ritual remembrance of their roots. My father was a wandering Aramean, and so on and so on. Which is why we need holidays like Thanksgiving to remind us of our identity. Our identity as Americans, and to bring out our better angels. And which is why we come together as Christians this week in this place at this time, to remind us of our identity as God's children. And this is why, our former dean. At any rate, whoever he was, always closed the liturgy with the words, "Remember whose you are." The Israelites needed to remember whose they were and the place from which they came, a place of homelessness, a place of poverty, a place where they had no identity. Their situation was nothing new. In fact, Peter wrote to the early church, reminding them, once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. We can forget that. But we live in a society and a church that helps us remember. We have our regular service of Holy Eucharist, Thanksgiving. Oh, and by the way, you all remember your Greek lessons that Jim taught you. What does the word Eucharist mean? Thanksgiving. That's the Greek word for Thanksgiving, which is why when you open up page 300, well, you're not going to do that. You don't have privilege. But at a different time, when you opened up the prayer book to the Eucharistic prayer, it would be called the Great Thanksgiving. That's what we do every time we celebrate at the altar. Every time we have a Holy Eucharist, we are giving thanks. And of course, in the midst, the center of the Eucharistic prayer is what? Jesus taking, blessing, sharing, and saying, do this in remembrance of me. We gather today to give thanks and to remember. Above all, we are called to remember how much God loves us and how often God gives thanks for us, just the way we are. Remember that God has provided for his children in the past, and God is giving you every good gift here and now. And God will continue to provide into the future, because God loves you so much. God loves you like your grandmother putting an extra gob of whipped cream on your pumpkin pie. God loves you like your mother who puts your picture in her wallet. We need not be afraid of anything, because it is God who provides. And it is not by our own efforts that we are fed or healed. And of course, Thanksgivings wouldn't be the same without some eccentric relative sharing a story you've heard many times before. So you're going to have to humor me as I tell a favorite story about Thanksgiving. And it took place long ago and far away when I was living in South America. And at the time I was living with a family out in the boonies, and it was about 8 people in the family. The oldest daughter had her own child. And they were living in a 3-room house, one bedroom, one dining room, if it was ever used for that, and the kitchen. Of course, you know where everybody gathered and spent all day long was in the kitchen. And so sooner or later, I became part of the family and spent my time in the kitchen. And since I had more money than anybody else, from time to time, I would go out and purchase a very expensive item, a can of fruit preserves for their bread. And of course, I'd bring this, and all the children would gather around. It was very structured, the littlest to the oldest, all in a line. And of course, since I was the one who's providing the generosity, I was the one who had to dollop the preserves on the bread of each child as they came by. And so the youngest came up with his bread, very expectant, very much smiling, and just waiting for that big glop of strawberry preserves on top of his bread. And of course, the mother was trying to teach him manners, as every mother in every culture has ever done, and said exactly the same thing that you would say. Said in Spanish, but is, now what do you say? And the little kid looked down at his bread and looked up at me and looked at the mother, looked down at the bread and the preserves, and finally said, big great grin, que rico, how good it is, how good, que rico. And that's exactly what Thanksgiving is. It's not just saying the words, it's recognizing the abundance, the grace, the goodness of that moment And so I invite you, at some point today, whether it's at the communion rail, whether it's gathering around your house, whether it's simply having a little bit of quiet time, I'd like to invite you to look up and smile and say,